Hola, bonjour, konnichiwa.
Aprende 21 idiomas simultáneamente.
Video podcast.
Vive la experiencia en Ipo.
Language Learning Video Podcast.
Hello everybody. Welcome a un nuevo episodio de su podcast favorito Aprende 22 idiomas simultáneamente de Club Familiar Ipo. El día de hoy no estamos en nuestro set, estamos en un parque y estamos aquí con Claire. Claire,
hola.
Antes de iniciar, ¿puedes hacer un pequeño jikoshokai, por favor?
Konnichiwa, tashi no namae wa Claire desu. Puedes llamarme Clara. Y yo vivo en Illinois, en los Estados Unidos, y estoy aquí en México por una semana y me gusta gatos, correos y portales, los idiomas y Ipo. Y I'm a university student at the University of Illinois and I study global studies and teaching English as a second language. And I was a intern in Japan for half a year in 2019 to 2020. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Claire. So, hoy vamos a estar hablando un poquito en inglés, en español, un poquito de la experiencia de Claire en México, pero también de sus otras experiencias dentro de Ipo. Entonces, where would you like to start, Claire? With Mexico, Japan, the US?
Japan was first, so.
Okay, we hit Japan. So, I heard that you were not a Ipo member when you went to Japan. So, how was that like? Like, being in Japan, with people not knowing anything at all.
At first I had no clue what was going on because I went to the office in Tokyo and I was like, and everyone was, they were like, just follow the sounds and repeat them. But there was like 50 people in the room and they were all talking and I couldn't hear the sounds. And then they were doing the dances and I didn't know the dances. And I didn't really understand what was going on, but like day by day, dun 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 dun, you know? I wakatta, nareta. But yeah, it was a shock at first, but I really grew to enjoy it, and I really liked going to clubs and like playing with the kids and like teaching them about my country. That was really fun, and I liked working in the office too. I liked all of it, but then COVID happened, so
yeah,
she got that night.
So did that experience motivate you in some way to become a Lex member in the
US?
Yes,
very much. I wouldn't have known about it. I found out about it because I was a 4-H member, and I took part in exchanges with 4-H. That was like my main thing with it, and and they told me about the internship, and I applied, and now I'm a HIPPO member for like since 2020, so 4 years. Yeah.
So, did you have any hosting experience with 4-H or just?
Yeah, I hosted with Sister Cities too, because there's. Springfield, the capital of Illinois, is right next to my city, and it's sister cities with a city named Ashikaga and Tochigi-ken in Japan. And so we hosted a lot of students from that, and it was only for a week at a time in the summer. And then I hosted, I think one or two, I think just one time with HIPPO, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
And my grandparents also hosted a fellow, and I actually got to meet her in person again last summer on vacation.
Oh,
so that's really nice.
So with that experience, now coming to Mexico, ¿por qué querías venir a México?
Well, hace, oh my god, un largo tiempo quería ir a México, pero no tenía la oportunidad. Estudié español por 5 años, pero no lo hablé. Y si quiero, porque México es porque este y es porque tengo amigos de people aquí en la ciudad de México que quiero visitar, quería visitar y quería hablar mucho más español y mejorar mi español. Es the primary.
Qué padre. Pero ahora también tienes nuevos amigos en México.
Sí, muchos.
Muy bien. Claire es muy popular en México. Pero I totally feel you because right now my English like I don't know how to speak English, no, but your Spanish is really good.
Your
also,
English is fine, so it's okay.
It's like you feel it that you can't, but you really can. So, aplausos para Claire.
Oh,
okay, aplausos.
Aplausos.
So, you're only here for a week, mm-hmm. but what did you do? Because maybe this is going on when you're already again in the U.S. So,
yeah.
What did you do in Mexico?
We went to the central downtown area a lot of times. We saw some ruins, like from pyramids. We saw two different ones. I'm really bad at pronouncing words in Nahuatl, so I'm not gonna try because I don't remember how they're pronounced. We went to the forest in Chapultepec a few times. We did hiking there. I went to Xochimilco with the hippo group. That was a lot of fun. I was really glad to meet more hippo members. And what else did I do? I saw the Monument of the Revolution, the angel, who walked a lot. A lot of walking.
A lot of walking.
Yeah, but everything I've done has been so fun. And I love the food here because it's so much fresher, especially the fruits are so much fresher.
Are fruits like cheaper or more expensive here?
Cheaper, probably. Cheaper and better.
Cheaper.
Yeah. But there's a lot of fruits that I never even tried before, like maracuya.
Maracuya.
Yeah. And like some other ones that are like from Brazil, I never even heard of them. I didn't know what they were in English, but I've liked everything I've tried. So.
Did you get to visit the Castillo de Chapultepec?
No.
Well. You should come back.
I know. I want to come back, and next time I want to visit the beach.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful beaches in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So, ¿cómo ha sido como tu experiencia con el español? Mm-hmm. Fácil, difícil.
Fácil. Sí, es porque todo cada día hablo mucho y sí, es más natural ahora. Porque antes sí, no puedo formar una frase sin pensar mucho, así sí, es más fácil ahora, en solo una semana.
Sí, I remember when we were at the airport, yeah. I was like, okay, maybe she knows a couple phrases or that, and then you started talking and I was like, oh my god, she knows a lot of Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, after I studied it in high school, I tried to learn on my own because I didn't really have a great experience with learning it in high school, so the first teacher I had was really good, but I didn't learn a lot the latter years because it was like online and all this stuff. So, so I learned a lot by myself and with hippo. So.
Do you think that the hippo and the natural environment, all these activities, has helped you to learn Spanish in a better, funnier way, something like that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and like I was saying earlier, I like being in like an environment surrounded by the language is like one of my favorite things. Because like then you have to speak it, then you have to learn it, and like even if you mess up, as long as you're talking, it's okay, you know. And that was a big thing with hippo, was I was like, I didn't want to talk a lot because I didn't want to make mistakes, you know. But with hippo, later one encourages you a lot, so it doesn't mind if you make mistakes. It's more about making discoveries, you know. So I thought that was really good. I learned to talk a lot more during my internship, even if like I didn't really know what I was doing. Yeah.
Muy bien.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I should have been like giving a little context in Spanish for our audience. Sorry, guys. Come to Hippo and speak more English. Yeah, definitely. Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
Professionales.
Professionales, sí, sí, sí. I also like them. I didn't know you were from Chicago.
I'm not from Chicago.
Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm a really fan of Chicago.
Oh, really?
I really love Chicago. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. TV shows, sports, you know, like a lot of things. So, what is something in Illinois that you say, this is the most important thing you gotta visit, you gotta do when you're here?
Okay, well, it's difficult because I would say Chicago for sure, but I don't have a lot of experience in Chicago.
Okay.
So, I can't recommend specific things, but just going on like the main streets in Chicago, there's so many shops, there's so much to do. I like the river in Chicago. You can see like Michigan has so many skyscrapers. It's really nice. But for nature, I'd recommend, my family lives closer to St. Louis, which is actually in Missouri, but it's on the border between Illinois and Missouri. And there's a road that it's kind of like cliffs. There's a bunch of cliffs, a road, and then the Mississippi River. And in autumn, it's really colorful. And you can drive next to the river and drive next to the cliffs with the colorful trees and all that stuff. So I really like that. It's called Grafton. It's not a very big city, and I don't think a lot of people know it, but that's what I recommend most if you want to see nature. But if you want the city, then of course Chicago.
So another question I have about the states now is that you said every state has a Springfield.
Not every, but many.
Many? Do you know the reason behind that?
I have no clue.
Okay. Because I was like, I thought there was only one Springfield.
And that's why in The Simpsons they named it that, because it can reference different states, and it's not like one place, you know?
Oh.
But every time I see that, people are like, oh, The Simpsons, and I'm like, well, kind of, but not really. But actually, my Springfield is most famous for being the home of Abraham Lincoln, the president. Because he was the president during the Civil War, and he's like one of the most important presidents in our history, because he ended slavery and he ended the war. He started the war, sorry. But his tomb is there, his museum is there, his house is there, so that's like our big feature.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, what would you say is your favorite activity doing in the States, in Japan, and now in Mexico?
In the States, I like going bird watching with my mom.
Okay.
We like going to forests and like prairies and different areas, and we have apps that listen to birds and identify them. We like looking for birds. I mean, I like traveling a lot, so I like going to different states too. Probably my favorite state is Washington, with Seattle, because we have Washington, D.C., the city, which is on the East Coast, and Washington State is on the West Coast. I haven't been to Washington, D.C., but I like Washington State because it has Seattle, which is very nice, and then it has beautiful mountains, and then it has a beautiful coast, too. So I recommend that if you travel to the U.S. And then Japan, I like a lot of things about Japan. I like going just to random places and checking out the shrines and temples. And I have like a Goshinzo. It's like you can get like a calligraphy written at each shrine you go to. It's like a little book. I collect that. And then, and I really like the area scene because I'm in Tokyo. Yeah, and Mexico, I just like walking around. I like, trying foods, trying new foods. It's really nice. But you gotta make sure. I have to get clearance first.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's good and what's what can make me sick.
You have to be really cautious when you're eating in Mexico City.
Yeah, in the street.
Yeah, and more specifically.
Yeah. But I really like looking at the different buildings, different architecture, and talking to people is my favorite thing. I like talking with people a lot, and it's very easy to talk with people here. You just sit down next to them and they just have a conversation.
Yeah, very friendly, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like in the U.S. maybe they'll think you're kind of weird. I like in the cities they'll think you're kind of weird. Maybe if you're in a small town everyone knows each other already, but if you're in a city and you come and sit by someone and you're like, hey, how you doing, they're gonna be like, much less Japan would be even more like that. But Mexico is very
corazón abierto.
Sí.
Everyone.
Sí.
So, just out of curiosity, how many states have you been in the States?
I don't really count. I have a map with the scratch off, but and so Washington and Oregon one trip. I went to Minnesota and Wisconsin one trip. I've been to Missouri a lot. I live in Illinois. I've been to Indiana. Are you counting? Because I'm not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I went to New Jersey. I was only there for one. Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, Florida.
Well, more than 10.
Yes, but I don't know how to count. Okay. I actually haven't been to that many. I've been to, when I travel, I like going to different countries more than I like traveling in the U.S. because I like that surrounded by another language aspect, which, I mean, you can find, like, there's like Latino communities and Chinese communities in Chicago, and like if you go there, it's all in Spanish or all in Chinese or something, but still I like going to the other countries more. It's because like everything is different, you know, it's a whole different culture, even if it's just a little. Like Canada, I went to Quebec, and even though I've been to Canada before, it was still so different, you know. It was a really good experience, though, even though I don't speak that much French.
Yet.
I tried.
Okay. Yeah, it's really curious because here in Mexico, of course, we like to travel to other countries, but I think we have culture with where we like to visit really a lot of states, a lot of places here in the country. So maybe if you ask any Mexican, they've probably been to 10 to 12 other cities, states. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. Estamos por terminar nuestro episodio del día de hoy, gracias a Claire. Pero una última pregunta, Claire, es, I mean, talking about legs, HIPPO, what's next for you? What would you like to do in HIPPO in the future?
Okay, so I plan on moving to Japan after I graduate to teach English, and I would still like to be a member then. So it just depends on where I move to. Okay. And I'd like to continue being a member in Japan. Yeah, and I'm gonna do that for at least 5 years. Then either I'm gonna stay in Japan or I'm gonna move to another country. I'll find out once I decide if I like it. But yeah, I think I'll be a HIPPO member for a very long time.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We would like that.
Yeah.
So, muchas gracias, Claire, por estar con nosotros. Muy buen español. Sorry for my rusty English.
No, okay.
And we hope to see you soon again, Mexico, the States, Japan, anywhere. We would like to see you again, talk with you. So, muchas gracias a todos por vernos. Ya saben, aquí estamos con otro episodio de su podcast favorito. Y nos vemos muy pronto en otro episodio. Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.